At yesterday's Oakland NBG Day, hosted by Oakland Councilor Nancy Nadell, before Oakland Mayor Jerry Brown's proclamation was read, we had an opportunity to hear from BART representatives with regard to the BART Bay Area Greenway they foresee, Ron Bishop and the Caldecott Tunnel bike tunnel that is needed with the new bore they plan, as well as Nancy Nadell and NBG Power Scout Scott Campbell, who rode in from Boston.
Okay, I thank you for coming out on today's National Bicycle Greenway, and my name is Martin Krieg. I'm the Executive Director of the National Bicycle Greenway. We'll have some speakers here today, principal of which include Scott Campbell, who just arrived here from Boston after 4,900 miles worth of biking. Pam Slocum is not going to speak, but she came here from Denver. So let's give these two a round of applause. And Ron Bishop is going to speak about the Caldecott Tunnel and the biking access that we'd like to see become a reality for it. The Urban Ecology People have sent a representative to talk about the BART Bay Area Greenway, is that what we want to call it? And we're going to have a speaker from BART, as well as the Urban Ecology speaker's name is
Phil.
And Phil something,
Homestead.
Homestead, okay, like a home, like he's homesteading. And the keynote for today's presentation is Nancy Nadell. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Nancy up so she can talk about her district here in Oakland and what she's doing with bicycling and why she's such a wonderfully powerful, what she's doing with biking in Oakland. Nancy?
Well, first of all, I want to welcome you all who have traveled so far to get here, and thank you for promoting bicycling. It's so important. As our oil prices rise and our health gets worse, it's very important for us to do whatever we can to make sure that both our air and our bodies are clean, and bicycling is the way to go. I don't know how to ride a bike myself, but I have a tricycle that I ride all the time and gives me a great deal of pleasure. I got it when I first came on the council and was asked to participate in Bike to Work Day, which we do celebrate every year, and really have a wonderful gathering right here in City Hall Plaza, where everybody comes and has a pancake breakfast, and we also have another celebration of Don't Use Your Car Day. Where people also ride their bikes, but also use mass transit. And we really are trying to change the culture of the people in Oakland. I know in California, people are really still married to their cars, and we are looking forward to that divorce. We don't usually look forward to divorces, but that would be a good one. I grew up in the East Coast and in New York City, where people use mass transit a lot more than they do out here. So I'm constantly looking for ways to encourage that, and we look for additional funds for all kinds of mass transit, as well as alternatives to the car as for pedestrians and bicyclists. We are putting in a great network of bike paths throughout the city. So there's every year there's funding for additional bike paths, and it's safer and safer every year to ride your bike around the city. And it's really a pleasure to do that. I have been riding recently out to Middle Harbor Shoreline Park along 7th Street. It's absolutely beautiful out there on your bike. There's just so many places that you can go in Oakland and really get a wonderful view and a really exciting and fun time to be on your bike. So we welcome you again next year. We thank you for all the work that you're doing in promoting bicycling and getting people more aware of it across the country. And thank you again for coming. I'll turn it over to our BART folks, who will talk about the BART Greenway. Thanks.
Thanks, Nancy. I guess what that means is that our next speaker will be...
Thank you. At our April 13th BART board meeting, the Urban Ecology came forward and shared with the BART organization their vision for an East Bay Greenway running from the Lake Merritt BART station to Fremont. I was impressed with their ambitious vision as well as their inclusive approach to implementing it. We just recently finished up on our retrofitting of the BART system, and now as we're looking forward, we're faced with some challenges to grow ridership to keep pace with the increasing costs necessary to operate BART, and this comes at a time when our parking lots are oversubscribed. Encouraging pedestrian, bike, and bus access is the path of the future for BART. A day like today is a perfect example of why this path is needed. When California is on the verge of rolling blackouts and the smog is approaching unhealthy levels in our air quality, more efficient energy consumption will become increasingly critical. I applaud all the work of urban ecology in trying to turn an unsafe, unkempt area under the BART tracks into a useful path for environmentally friendly transportation and recreation.
All right, can I interrupt just one more second? I'd like to qualify who Bob is, just for half a moment here. Bob, can you give a better introduction of who you are as you relate to BART than what I tried to do just a moment ago there for you?
Okay, thank you. My name is Bob Franklin. I'm on the BART Board of Directors, and I represent a good chunk of the area of the Greenway, which urban ecology will now address. And I represent the public, and it's a publicly elected position for that.
It's a publicly elected position?
Yes.
Great. Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Okay. Now, why don't you introduce the urban ecology guy.
And the main force behind this Greenway with the man with the vision is Phil Olmsted with the urban ecology. So here comes Phil right now.
All right, Phil.
Thank you, Director Franklin, for that introduction. I also want to thank the rest of the BART board, BART staff, and a number of the other organizations out there who've already lent their support for the vision of the East Bay Greenway. For those of you that are unfamiliar with urban ecology, we are a 30-year-old nonprofit organization that has been in the Bay Area working with communities to design, plan, and shape their neighborhoods so that safety, health, sustainability, and equality are part of people's everyday lives. Throughout our work, we have seen a number of the challenges facing the communities in East Oakland, San Leandro, and Hayward, and on farther south towards Fremont. The challenges that they're facing include unsafe streets for children, poor access to transit, as well as limited recreational and open space opportunities. In the next year to 2 years, we'll be working to address these problems on a regional scale by developing a vision, design, and implementation plan for an East Bay Greenway. This greenway, modeled after a successful project up north called the Ohlone Greenway, will run the length of the BART corridor from roughly East Oakland to Fremont, providing residents with bike and pedestrian facilities, easy access to BART and other transit services, in addition to a variety of desperately needed recreational opportunities. By incorporating this greenway into BART's upcoming seismic retrofit of this corridor, don't worry, Director Franklin, we don't want your money. We believe that this project can be built economically and within the next 5 to 7 years. The project is ambitious and challenging. It will take the continued collaboration of BART, cities, local and regional officials, but most importantly, East Bay communities to succeed. I encourage you, all of you here and those listening in, to learn more about and support this Greenway effort. Ask me questions, give me input, and be sure to participate in the planning process. Thank you.
Okay, any questions out there? Anybody want to ask a question from the audience? I want to ask a question. You say 5 to 7 years. When do you see implementation?
Well, like I said, we're hoping to incorporate it with the retrofit of this line, which is beginning in 2009.
Okay.
So we're doing the planning process within the next year to 18 months, which we will be working with BART staff to implement within the retrofit program. And the retrofit will be happening from roughly 2009 to 2013.
So 3-4 years from now.
Yes.
Great. Excellent. All right. Dr. Olmsted, you rock, dude. Thanks, man. All right. Now let's thank you very much, Phil. I'd like next to hear from a fellow named Ron Bishop, an activist here in Berkeley or in Oakland, who's going to talk about the Caldicott Tunnel. This is pretty huge stuff, you guys. I want you to make a huge opening for what he has to say. Ron Bishop.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I didn't get to ride the whole ride with you, but I'll go with you for a while later on here. I'm here to expose the idea about the fact that the Caldecott Tunnel is spending public money to provide transportation for motor vehicles only. If you don't strap 4,000 pounds of steel to your body, you are not allowed to go through this hole in the hill. It is 0.06 miles to go through the tunnel. It is 7.5 miles plus 608 feet of elevation gain to get there without the tunnel. That's ridiculous. We're talking about global warming. We're talking about multimodal transportation. That isn't encompassing what the fact that we need to be providing public transportation to and through the Caldecott Tunnel. As a big picture, when you're looking at this, we have the Bay Trail. We have the Iron Horse Trail. We have the Delta Trail that's in just getting started. We have the Caldecott Corridor. Where's the big plug? Right in the hill. Just make room for us. If you use BART's section of the tunnel, proposed tunnel, you can put in a bike ped lane. It's not a big deal. It needs to be connected to Orinda BART. From Orinda BART to Rockridge BART and Berkeley. We can get several hundred riders a day using this because it will work. It's not competing with the fact that you can't ride public transportation at commute hours. You don't have to stay at the pub for another 3 hours till you can catch a BART train. Sometimes you just want to be able to ride there anyhow. We should have the option of using our own bodies, our own transportation to get there. It's time to step up to the plate and provide transportation for everyone. It's multimodal. It's the way it should be. It's what we talk about. It's time to implement it. That should be plenty, huh?
That's great, Ron. Anybody, do we have any questions out there from anybody who wants to ask questions? Yes. He wants to know if there's going to be any additional cost.
The question is there going to be additional cost to put a bike ped lane in the tunnel? Well, number one, it's public money. So does that mean that only cars get public money, or do we get public money too? That would be one condition. The other issue is, if it was not going to include a bicycle pedestrian lane, how much would it cost to include one from the construction the way it is? It would be 10 to 15% more construction cost if they include it in the initial dig. If they have to come back later, it will be 200% more. It'll cost $200 million to dig a hole through the hill instead of maybe $40 to $50 million, maybe. And that's just a ballpark guesstimate. It's not an exact takeoff. And by the way, just so I make it clear on this tunnel, acoustically separated, properly ventilated, properly lighted, and secure. So you don't have to mess with what we have in the Alameda Tube, where the walls are dirty, the sound feels like you got a beehive in your head, and the cars are right next to you. We're talking about first-class accommodations for people. Not just cars.
Excellent. Wow. Okay, we got one more question from the audience out here. Yes, sir?
Yeah, this is a toughie.
It's going to give you a hard time with that study of thinking about it. And so I'm going to get serious.
Sure.
The old tunnel, any thought to using the old tunnel up on the hill for bicycles and pedestrians? When I think about it, I'm thinking that might not be a bad idea.
The question is, would it be good to use the old tunnel that was closed in 1947 and cemented shut in 1948? The answer to that is, the reason they closed it was because it was falling down. It was not built with the same kind of construction methods that they built the new tunnels that are there now. It would be an extra several hundred feet climb up a windy, curvy, hilly, narrow road to get to the tunnel. And then you would still have to resurrect it at more than the $40 to $50 million that it would cost to put one in and give me first-class accommodations and instead of taking the old Surrey ride in 1920.
All right, Ron. That's an excellent. I think this man is well studied on matters Caldecott. Can I have a round of applause for Ron Bishop here? Okay, our final speaker today is going to be a man who rode here on his bicycle from Boston with Boston Mayor Tom Mena as a reception. He's met mayors all across the nation and been celebrated in newspapers and radio and TV, and he's become King Kong strong in doing so. I just rode with him this last Sunday from Folsom to Sacramento in 113-degree heat. It barred everybody but him. And kind of by default, Pam, the guy who rides with him, but she knows better than to complain. So nothing more gives me gratitude than to be able to introduce Scott Campbell at this time. So Scott, can you say a few words about your mission and as it applies to Oakland or just the nation in general?
Yeah, I'd like to say that I represent the National Bicycle Greenway, and our mission is to build a bike-friendly route from San Francisco to Boston, and hopefully someday that will occur. We can connect with a lot of the existing trails and bike lanes that are already going across the nation. I believe in this mission because I believe that a lot of people are afraid to ride with traffic, and once we build these facilities, there will be no reason to be afraid any longer, and then it'll get them out of their cars and onto bicycles. They'll become healthier, the environment will become healthier, and we'll all live a lot happier.
Great. Okay, Ron, Scott, thanks. Okay, let's have Nancy come back up here. I'd like you to read the proclamation, and that'll wrap it up for today. I know you guys are anxious to get off and do your other things that you do with your life. So, that said, here's Nancy. Round of applause.
Okay, previously the City Council issued a resolution supporting this effort, and I am also going to read the mayor's proclamation recognizing the same issue. It says, whereas bicycles are key to the development of sustainable communities, reducing pollution and traffic congestion, whereas bicycles also offer important benefits to individuals, increasing their mobility, saving them money, and improving health, whereas the National Bicycle Greenway has provided invaluable leadership in the effort to establish a network of bike-friendly roads and pathways across the U.S., whereas Oakland has over 90 miles of bike routes and has been a major example to other cities, hosting an International Car-Free Day in 2004 and holding an annual Bike to Work Day. Now, therefore, Jerry Brown, Mayor of the City of Oakland, hereby recognizes all of the work of the National Bicycle Greenway, proclaiming Tuesday, July 25th, Cycle America Day in the City of Oakland, and encourages recognition by all its citizens. Signed, Mayor Jerry Brown.
Great. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Now, let's be it understood that that whole process took us 17 minutes and 39 seconds. So thanks for your patience today, and our open NBG day is complete, and we'll see you next year. Bye.
That concludes Oakland NBG Day. For more information about our fifth annual Mayor's Ride, go to bikeroute.com.